This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I just found out my married son had an affair and the woman may be pregnant. We should edit that out.
I don't understand the logic of Chris Manzo saying, can we get an inmate co-host? But he's dead set against meeting the catfish. He's freaking out on people in bars. Okay, but you want an inmate co-host?
You guys want to talk about boobs for a quick second?
Teat's not exactly that long. Like, it's not like it was like a teepididymus. I think my life without television would have been drastically different.
Sex in a car is probably something you're not that great at.
I was great at that, actually.
Do we know the good shit? We absolutely do.
I mean, you never leave a slaughterhouse protest feeling like you got what you wanted because, you know, they're still going to be murdered.
Chris Manzo, wait, Venmo.
There were daddy conversations, there were mommy conversations.
Play this is a mistake. Having you on the show was a mistake. Here's my thought. I just had an idea, but I forgot it.
The dating life in general should have just straight up contracts. Should be like sports.
What's up, everybody? 2019, Dear Albie. Mom, what's up?
Nothing much. Sitting here with Dear Albie himself.
Yes.
What a thrill.
Yeah, it's a big. What a thrill. Thank you so much. It's a hit show.
Is it?
Yeah, you're welcome.
God bless.
You're welcome.
Good for you.
Nando in the building also. His building.
What's
Thank
up?
You, Nando. Thank you, Nando, for letting us invade your place today.
Anytime, man.
It is. It's the first Chrisless Dear Albie podcast, and there's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, guys, some of you that follow me on Instagram will know this is not the first time in 2019 we have recorded Dear Albie. Nando and Mom were not privy to the recording, but it was me, Chris, and John Bighead, our very good friend, who will be joining the show soon, I'm sure, eventually. We did it precisely at around like 1 a.m., about an hour after midnight, and it was drunk ramblings. It was pretty bad. Nando, I actually sent it to you to listen. You're the only person right now that's heard it.
This is going to be awesome. This is going to be like the secret episode that no one ever really hears. we can cut it up.
It's, I mean, I don't know what you would even get out of that, but
I enjoy drunk podcasts.
You enjoy drunk podcasts?
I think so.
How many drunk podcasts do you listen to?
I like the thought of it. I like the thought of you guys being drunk, hanging out at the beginning of a new year. What possibly could you have said? Are you kind of reflecting on the year gone by? Are you looking forward to the future? Or are you just like shooting the breeze? I kind of like the idea of a drunk podcast. I am all about and for a drunk podcast.
Okay. Yes. Well, I like that. Well, a couple of things you should know then. The show is about 2 hours long.
Okay.
Okay. No joke. The entire thing is 2 hours long. Your son Christopher falls asleep at minute 8.
That's Chris.
Minute 8, he falls asleep.
That's what makes it beautiful.
He falls
That's
asleep
what makes it
in
fun.
The middle, yeah. Not
Don't
even the middle
think?
Of the podcast. The first 8 minutes of the podcast, he goes down.
You know why all the armor's down? You're just going.
The
you're
armor's
just doing,
down?
Yeah, you're just doing it. And I think it's fantastic.
He literally just done. Okay. And then John takes over. And it's kind of like a Larry King interview. It gets very, because you know John. Okay. Like anybody that doesn't know our friend John. John is a very, very smart guy. But John is an intelligent person that likes to get deep. And it was kind of like, almost like an, would you call it like an expose? Or I don't know what you would call it.
Yeah, it's if you if you listen to it, you imagine a guy in a suit with his legs crossed, looking at you with, you know, notes in his hands.
Yeah. Well, as a side note, okay, John is also a very handsome man, all right, in his early 50s or at just 50. Is he just turned 50?
He just turned 50.
Okay.
But what does that do for podcast? His looks,
no, no, no. I want to explain who John is. Mm-hmm. His campaign for the new year is what?
He wants to be an influencer.
He wants to be an influencer and to be recognized for what? His good hair and his looks.
His good hair, but podcasts are not going to help that
at all.
He's
got a great head of salt and pepper hair. He's a good-looking guy. Now, to me, if somebody like that that's podcasting, who's very successful in his own right and doing what he does, with you guys drunk, I think it's perfect. It's like the perfect storm. Wow. I love it.
Wow, this almost got weird for a second. I didn't know where you were going with that.
No, I think it's great. I think it's great.
Well, either way, the first real traditional Dear Albie podcast is back. Nando and Mom, I'm very, very happy that you're both here.
Delighted.
Hey, listen, I was cleaning the house, and he said to me, Mom, do you want to do a podcast? And I said, you know what? I'm just not in the mood to clean the house. So I stopped what I was doing. I did get my bedroom and bathroom done. And the first floor has to wait.
Either way, I'm happy you're here.
Thank you.
Because, I mean, here's the thing. We, we'll get right into it, too. We basically took a hiatus for the show for about the last 3 weeks, month, for the holidays. That wasn't planned either. We just kind of didn't do it. And here we are. And you know what's really great? Nando, you've seen the emails. People got upset.
Yeah.
They really were. They had a hankering for the show.
There was an excellent quiz that we had set up ready to go. Can you tell if this is a Hallmark movie or something we made up?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Ten different plots.
Yeah, we had, just so you guys know, we had no intention of taking time off. It just kind of happened.
Life gets in the way. That's what happens.
Yeah, it was just one of those things. But we had a lot of really fun things we were trying to do. One of the really good ideas were, is this a Lifetime movie for the holidays or something that we made up, like Donna just said, and it was hysterical. So we'll just have to wait. You guys just got to stick around for next year.
The Christmas 2019 show. Yeah. We're off the hook. Yeah.
We're going to kill that. Yeah. Christmas 2019 is our year. It's our holiday.
Just wait.
Really badly. But hey, very, very happy everybody can join us. This is it's a big deal. First one in 2019 officially, and we're going to get right into it. We're going to do a mailbag episode.
Okay.
Because Chris usually is the one to read these questions.
All right.
Since they are, I always felt stupid because, you know, if it's question directed to me and we were going off, let's say, Abby or Ann Lander stuff, I kind of felt foolish reading this to myself. But these are all written literally to me in the mailbag. So I'm kind of going to break the rules here. We're going to roll with this and see how we do. Real big from Jessica. Gigantic. And she's frustrated, Jessica, with us, I think. It's all you know, really bold heading. Dating single moms. And I guess she's written into us a couple of times before. This is the first time I'm seeing it. Hey, I'm just giving it another shot. Plain and simple. Best advice for a single mom thinking about dating again. Very early 30s and the child is a toddler. Too soon or are dudes the scary part? Or any?
What's the last part?
Well, first of all, I should say, Dear Albie. Anyway, I'm trying to see if this is what got cut off, but it didn't get cut off. Verbatim. Dear Albie. Hey, I'm just giving this another shot. Plain and simple best advice for a single mom thinking about dating again. Very early 30s and the child is a toddler. Too soon or are dudes the scary part? Or any? I
don't get the last
one. I think maybe she meant if any. If any. Yeah, you could read it. I'm not, you know, I know what I'm doing.
I'm just giving this another shot. Plain and simple best advice.
It's exactly what I said.
Okay, dating very early 30s and the child is a toddler. Too soon or dudes the scary part? Or any. Mm. Well, or any is clearly said thought. So she's asking, are the guys the scary part, or is it too soon to date?
Too soon, or are dudes the scary part? This actually came in an hour ago.
Ah.
Yeah, pretty wild. I mean, look, my thing is this, okay? At my age, you run into a couple of different people that either have kids or maybe have been married before or whatever. I think it's a personal decision. I don't think it's advice. I think when you're excited to go out into the dating pool, whatever you have going on in your life doesn't really matter. You know, it's when you're just be honest with people. And if a guy is, for whatever reason, scared to date you because you have a kid, then you don't want to be with him anyway.
Early 30s, you also have the bar on, okay, which way am I going to go? Am I going to go in the 20s or am I going to go you know, 35, 40 plus range, where they're a little bit more mature and able to handle the situation of a woman with a child.
Yeah, but I think that people, maturity is kind of a relative thing in the sense that it depends on what you've gone through in your life. So I don't look at somebody that's gone, you know, that's had a kid and saying, oh, the best thing to do is date older.
No.
Because, you know what I mean?
But it also is in the pool that's out there who is willing to understand, accept, and be mature about things. Now, obviously, there's a dad, I would have believed, somewhere in the picture, all right? And that, to some people, represents baggage. Now, that's just a mindset that could be positive or negative depending on who the person is. Mm. Now, just because you have a child doesn't mean your life stops. You know, you owe it to yourself to live your life and live it the best way you possibly can. On the flip side, because you have a child, you have to be responsible. Now, my suggestion to her would be, of course, go out and date. And, of course, go out and live your life and have fun. But don't make your door be a revolving door, because this child is going to see. So you have to say, okay, what am I going to introduce my child to? That's a whole nother, you know, spectrum.
So you mean date, but take it seriously. Don't let the freak flag fly.
Right.
Just have a good time.
Right.
You just want to look at it like, hey, you know, I want to take things nice and slow, nice and easy, and see where they go.
Right. Just be responsible, because you have a child and you're not in that world before where you didn't have anybody that you had to think about and think for and be responsible for. You were only responsible for yourself. Mm. So now you're letting, let's say, okay, I'm dating this guy on Tuesday. I'm done with him by Friday. On next Wednesday, I got another guy, and they're all coming in and out of the house. You have a child that sees this and grows up around this, and that sends a message, okay? So, and depending on how well you structure it, you know, it could be a message of, okay, security, or just like, yo, party time. You know what I mean?
Well, I have a second email from Jessica. We've got a little bit more clarity. And, you know, I have to apologize to Jessica, because we've kept her waiting a month. This is a real mess, okay? A little after Thanksgiving, we got hit up. She said, been listening to the podcast religiously, and today is the day I send my question to you guys. Should single moms just wait until their children are older to start dating again? My focus and priorities have always been every second of my child. However, I did allow myself to distantly date someone for a year and a half. I never introduced them, and I never made that official commitment, but we had openly spoke about not seeing other people and where we stood. I was always upfront on where we stood and thought he was too, until he sent me a text this morning letting me know he is now married.
Wow, he's been married?
Obviously, he is now married. Obviously shocked and furious with myself, which is why I ask, at 31 years old, should I wait until my 2-year-old is off to college? Are serious guys my age interested in a mature relationship with single moms? Disappointed myself and shocked. First of all, Jess, I don't put this on you. No. It doesn't sound like she knew about that.
A year and a half and not knowing this guy is a creep, and I'm sorry that she got played.
And it sounds like the distant relationship is what he wanted, because he was still doing his thing, and he was married, obviously.
And you're 31 years old. You're a baby. You have your whole life ahead of you, and you should not put your life on hold for your child. You should behave responsibly with the child, you know. Mm-hmm. So when your ex-husband or someone has a child, go out, have fun. That's what, you know, you're here to live. Because if you don't, okay, it's only going to reflect on the way you see yourself, the way you view every day when you open your eyes. You want to wake up happy. Mm. You want to wake up with a purpose. You want to wake up with, say, something to look forward to. And I feel like, you know, if you say, well, gee, I'm going to put my life on hold until this child is 18, that's insane.
Well, first of all, I think that you shouldn't judge every guy in that age range, right, even older or younger, against the behavior of one person. You just got to kind of, like, don't force yourself into a situation.
Let it flow.
You know, if you see the little red flags, right, then, you know, take your time, step away. I'll tell you what, my New Year's resolution 2019, you know what it, you know what it was?
Tell me.
To get what I'm worth.
Well, to you get know what, I'm worth. Albie, you are priceless.
Thank you, Mom.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Really You're appreciate welcome. You coming on the show. Thank you so much. Well, let me ask you this. If I dated somebody with a kid.
Right.
Okay, now I'm 32 years old.
Right.
All right? The chances of me running it, and I have dated girls with
very possible.
Before, okay. What would be your opinion on that?
I would have no problem with
it. Would it change the way that, would you kind of, because you know I want kids.
Right.
Would you look at that and say, would you feel bad for me a little bit in the sense that, would you want a person that I had kids with to share that first experience together? Or do you think it's all the same?
It's all the same.
Really?
Love is love, man.
Well, I don't think it's a love thing.
No, you could learn to love a child that's not yours, okay? Yeah. You could learn to look at all these people that have blended marriages, that have stepchildren and things like that, and then you know, together they have another child. It's not about that. It's about the way you view things. And, you know, what is not to love about a young child? And that you could take this young, this, you know, this baby or toddler, or a little one, 5, 6, 7, 8, even 9, 10 years old, whatever, mm-hmm. and still forge a relationship with them. And there is a bond there that can grow in love and respect that could be wonderful. So, no, I wouldn't see that as a negative, you know, especially for a young girl that has herself in a situation of being a single mom. You don't put your life on hold, but you have to act responsibly. And your child should come first, because guess what? You made the decision to have that child, all right? And you have to do the best and be the best you possibly can be for them. So as a mom, I always put you kids before myself, okay. All right? And that's in my, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I think you're a better person because of that, and you have a better family life and a home life because of that. But at the same time, you owe it to yourself to give to yourself.
All right, Jessica, how's that? Okay, waited a month. I think it was worth it, right? Mom really laid it down. That was old school. That was like that was, what was that show you had when you were on the radio? What was it called? I forget.
It's Caroline Rules, man.
Caroline Rules. That was a Caroline Rules status answer. Fun. It was a good time.
It was a good time.
That was the headphones.
Yeah,
and
I walked away from all that stuff. I don't know if it was a mistake or
you
not.
You got a great radio voice, though.
I've been told from people, big people in Hollywood, that I have a very nice voice.
They want to make you a star.
They wanted to make me a star.
Wow.
And I was like, listen, I can't move. I gotta stay where I am.
No, but with that voice though, it's a voice for Hollywood.
I gotta stay in Jersey.
It's a voice for Hollywood.
There you go. I definitely don't have the face for it. No,
that's not true at all. Looks to back it up. The looks to back it up. I think so. All right, this is a nice little segue though with the kids. This is from Terry. Dear Albie, love the podcast. I'm an Italian mama and grandma, just like your mama. I have 2 sons and a daughter, and almost a 2-year-old granddaughter. Sounds like somebody I know.
Somebody I know.
But hey, my question is, how much did becoming an uncle to Marky just melt your heart? You guys are so damn cute with her, and I love it when Albie has chats with her. Seriously, isn't it so damn fun to be an uncle, and congrats on the uncle status. Well, thank you so much, Terry from PA. I do love being an uncle. Marky's the best. We have a great relationship. One of the big reasons I like this, do you, as a grandma, it's fun to watch Lauren be a mom, right? So do you judge the way Lauren is a mom on yourself?
That's a good question. Because sometimes I look at Lauren and Vito, I'm like, damn.
What I do? Yeah. What did I...
Wow. Yeah. But you have to realize...
She doesn't listen. Don't worry about it.
It's a different time. Mm. I think it's a different time. And I think parenting has evolved in such a way that probably I'm considered to be very old-fashioned. And I'm cool with that. I'm fine with that because I think I don't pat myself on the back much. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty humble, if you would.
As you should. As a rule,
I think I'm pretty humble. But I will toot my horn and pat myself on the back for the 3 kids I raised. Great job. And that was, of course, with my husband Al. But I see Lauren and Vito together. And by the way, guys, hey, spoiler, Lauren and Vito are still very much married.
Yeah, that's a thing. Okay. That's still a thing.
Everybody seems, as Lauren and Vito, they're very much married. Lauren just doesn't post a lot because she doesn't want to hear your bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay?
No, not simple. But not you guys, though. Yeah. Everybody else's stuff. You guys are cool.
We deal with a lot of bullshit, and she doesn't want to hear it. So, yes, they are very much married. And as them as parents... It's funny because I see now this generation or her generation of parenting is more of a tit for tat. Well, I had the baby all day. Now you got to give her a bath, right? Where in my world, it wasn't like that. You're mommy. Get it done.
I think
the
Marky thing has been like, it's fun. It does almost feel community. You know, it's really weird, though. If they had another kid, and I really, really mean this. And this
you
is
would
gonna
love
be
it
terrible.
Just the same.
I don't think I would.
That stupid question.
I don't think I would.
It's a stupid question.
I mean, dead serious. I don't think I could. If they had a second kid, I'd be like, all right, cool. Like, no. Where's Marky?
She is the light of our lives. You know, to see her with her uncles and her grandparents, and she knows. She sees Uncle Albie, and she sees Uncle Chris, and she loves her Uncle Marco and Uncle Peter and Aunt Deanna. She loves everyone, and her grandmas and grandpas. She's a special. She's an old soul.
She's an old soul. I get a lot of comments about the videos on Instagram.
Right.
As if she's almost being produced. She is, the girl's a star.
She is a star. She's a
like,
superstar.
She will sit around and do nothing, and you put that camera on her. And honestly, I've been like kind of waiting out. Like, we toured around the idea of Lauren coming on the show. it's a tough one because the day we do this is a day where Lauren's never really around. But we've toyed around with it, and we've actually – I wanted to do a thing where we just did like a word with Marky, or we just let Marky rip for like 2 minutes, and we just cut it up into words. And then just every episode, we'd be like, oh, now a word with Marky. And she's like, dizzy. And that's it. You know what I mean? Because that's what she does. But she is legit like – I get upset. Like when I – there were a couple times where I was leaving for a meeting – and she comes to me and go, oh, no, no. And I'm like, fuck, I can't go. Yeah. Like, what am I going to do?
She goes, oh, wow. Now, bye. Oh,
yeah. No, like, this Christmas, okay, I got her however many gifts I got her. When you go up to Marky and say, do you want a present? She goes, oh, wow. And she starts clapping. Like, well, you're not going to, like a little seal or something. I'm not going to not give her something now.
She's an old soul. She definitely is. And she's the biggest blessing of our lives. So, I, you know, of course, love watching Lauren as a mom. And naturally, and I think that's it's an age-old thing where a mother will look at her daughter and say, no, that's not the way you do it. It's the way I did it. But you have to realize that things evolve and people evolve and traditions and ways of parenting evolve. So she's going to do it her way the same way I did it my way. And she's a very attentive mom, and Vito's a great dad, and she is certainly very, very loved all around. And I think if there was a gauge for a child being blessed and loved, this kid has got it off the charts. So we are very lucky.
It's fun. And to answer the question directly, for me, it's very fun being an uncle. You know, when there's any kind of smell or any change that has to take place, I don't get involved in that, which is awesome. I just kind of pass her off, which is delightful. There are things that she's done, like, you really got to love somebody for them to like totally like she's thrown up on me. I was cool with it. Yeah. She threw up out of her nose once on me and I was cool with it. I kind of panicked a little bit and I was like, oh no, it's fine. It's totally cool. Like, don't worry about it. Gigantic shits. I mean, she is a Scalia, and these are all things that, like, you know, like she goes to the bathroom like she's from a
like a little man. Listen, and then another question is,
her family owns a pork store.
Right.
That's how she goes.
People often ask, well, gee, Caroline, how often do you have this baby? She's always at your house. Well, I have the baby 3 to 4 days a week while Lauren and Vito work, and they work long hours. So it was our decision to have the grandmothers watch her rather than send her to preschool. But she is starting preschool in September, and I'll probably be sitting outside the door of the preschool crying every day.
That'll make me sad. I don't get bothered by that.
She filled out the application yesterday. I'm like, wow.
No, I don't like that at all. Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't like that. I'm getting upset right now. I didn't know that. I'm getting upset right now.
But the good news is I still get her the 3 days. She's only in school 3 days.
So, Nana, you just had a little one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, my volume was dead. I'm just kidding.
Are you starting to think that way about, like, her going to school and all that other stuff?
Oh, yeah. Big time. Because we both work. So it's a daycare situation. Then we're kind of like, I don't know, I can't really, like, there's got to be another way.
My thing is, Lauren wanted to send her early, and I'm saying, until she could speak to me and tell me what happened during her day, she's not going anywhere. She's like, Mom, no. I'm like, Lauren, I'm not doing anything. If I was working, if I was still doing the shows and stuff like that, it would be a different story. But I'm pretty much retired now, you know, and... Okay.
What are you retired from?
What am I retired from?
What are you retired from?
I'm retired from the big screen, the big lights, the glamour, the glitz.
So you look at it like, but if you got to say you're retired, are you retired from reality television or real estate? Or did you retire from real estate to do
that? Well, I pretty much stopped real estate when I started Housewives. Very few may know this, but I owned my own real estate company for many years.
Where you sold houses.
It's what put you through college and everything else. Hooray for me. But then it got to be too much when Housewives started, so I stopped it. And then, Housewives and then Manzo with Children, which I'm super proud of and I completely miss. And I think all of you miss it too. But
I don't miss Housewives.
I don't miss Housewives. I miss Manzo. Manzo was fun.
Especially this podcast form.
It's literally this, except we just got like kind of paid to hang out with each other.
And I feel like they fucked up. I'm going to say it right here, right now.
Wow.
I'm going to be bold enough to say they fucked up, because we have evolved so much as a family, Lauren being married and the baby being born and you guys with your relationships, ins, outs, and everything else. You know.
Hey, man, I'm good with it.
And I feel like they kind of fucked up. But at the same time, that's fine, because this is where we're supposed to be.
I think fucking up is relative, right? Like, I mean, they got to make the right decision for them. To be honest with you, I think the decision they made was fine. I don't think our show made any sense there.
On that network.
I don't think it does.
No.
So I was like, okay, Like when we heard about it, I was totally fine.
No, I didn't fight for it. When we were told, I was like, cool. You know, this is who we are. And that's the one thing I was always so proud of. That's who the person you see on that screen, the people you see on this as a family unit, that's who we are. And you can meet us tomorrow or whatever, and that, you'll say, that's who they are. That's the same person on TV. So I'm proud of that. And if it didn't work for them, that's fine too, because maybe what I'm supposed to be doing now is being a grandma to my baby. That's my role now. So now that she's going to school, I'm like, damn, now what's next? So we just got to figure things out. And that's the one thing I think we always do very well is we figure ourselves out pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think so. And that's actually a good segue to Lucy. Dear Albie, when you shower, do you actually wash your feet or do you let the runoff water do the job?
Lucy's doing a lot of thinking.
Thank you, Lucy. I let the runoff water do the job. You wash your feet?
I don't because I have pedicures.
Oh, I don't know. You wash your feet? No.
No, let the runoff water do that.
Yeah, right.
I did hear from a doctor a few months ago. There was one of the news program. I'm not going to say what network I'm watching, but they had they have the doctors come in and do special reports and stuff like that. And one of the questions was about showering, and how crazy do you have to go when showering? And he did say you have to do your special parts. Yes, pay attention to them, but everything else, the runoff, is sufficient.
I was told you really shouldn't wash your hair that often.
They say you're only supposed to wash your hair a couple of times a week. I only wash my hair like 3 times a week. And it looks fabulous all the time.
Oh, yeah, you crush it.
You know, I crush it. Yeah. One thing about me, I crush my hair. How often
you still shave the face?
Every day.
Yeah. Do you really?
Yeah.
In the shower?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I have beautiful skin.
I was going to say, your face looks great.
Not a wrinkle on it.
It looks good.
Almost 58 years, but not a wrinkle on it.
They gave that
skin.
Like a fancy name, and it's a thing now. They like charge like $8,000.
Which is bullshit because you just get a razor.
Yeah.
A man's razor. I get this question a lot. Here's the answer. You get a man's razor. You soap your face up. I don't care what you soap it up with. Soap, baby oil, whatever. As long as the razor doesn't catch on your skin. And you shave your face. I shave from the top of my cheeks all the way down my neck. I'm 57 and a half years old, and I don't have a fucking wrinkle on my face.
If you had to start a business
right,
with one housewife, who would it be?
Current?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Current housewife. Any franchise?
You know what? I don't know. I don't watch it.
I don't know who's on.
So anybody that you have been on a show with. Okay.
So New Jersey.
Yeah, but you can't be related to them.
Kathy Waqili.
Oh, you know what? That was such a layup answer. I can't. It's
I'm
so
going to tell you why. They're good people.
Kathy Waqili is great people.
She's an angel on earth.
Great people.
Can I just say that? So my wife watched the show a lot. I didn't as much, barely at all.
Fair enough.
But the one that I ended up, for whatever reason, watching the most, I think we were living in Florida at the time. We didn't really have like a lot of friends. Was the season the Waqilis were on there.
They're good people.
That's what you know, there are very few people come across as like normal
on
that show.
Good. Richie is loyal as the day is long. And I refer to Richie as a lovable asshole. And why I call him an asshole is because he just comes out and says what he thinks. But he says it in such a way that it's so in your face that it takes you back. You either crack up laughing or you're like, what did he just say? But it is his truth. He doesn't run. He doesn't hide.
We should have Richie
on. He faces it. Okay? She is the kindest, sweetest person. That's where I think she went wrong because she was too good for that. She didn't have the killer instinct. You have to have the killer instinct to turn around and say, what did you just say?
No. I think, you know what I mean? I think she didn't have it. The problem was... I think that I don't know. I think it was a different show by then. I think they kind of took their P's and Q's from the wrong people at this point. But I think though that like you know Kathy and Rich to me, first of all, okay, and I'll say this right on this show: what the frig are you guys doing that you're traveling every other day?
Where the fuck are you getting all this money from, Kathy and Rich?
Like right now, they're gonna take in this podcast on like the coast. Like Amalfi.
Amalfi Coast.
They're just sitting around. They're getting we just got back from Cape Town. You know what I mean? Like, and they go to like the most exotic places.
They're wonderful, wonderful. Their kids,
what are they doing?
Their kids are precious. They are wonderful, wonderful people, wonderful family. I have no problems with the Gorgas either, you know, but Melissa's so much younger than me. You know, Kathy and Richie are pretty much more in our wheelhouse. So.
All right, so what kind of business would you start with, Kathy?
Oh, it would have to be something in food.
The woman can bake.
The bitch can bake.
Mm.
And I can cook.
That's what you guys should call it. Bake bitch.
Baking bitches, cooking bitches.
What?
Bitches be cooking.
She really can, right? Yeah. Like, that wasn't like a thing that I'm really good at this and I'll do this for the show.
There are some people that like to say they can, don't. She can.
Okay. Well, we're going to move on. Shockingly, we have more Housewives questions.
Shock.
Dear Albie, this is from Parisa.
Did you just put a tweet out that I'm live and in person? Is that this has happened? Are they coming in like wildfire, rapid fire?
Oh, you know what I did? I went on Instagram and I did that that fire thing.
Gotcha. I understand. All right.
It sounds really hardcore.
All right.
Do you want to hear it? Did you look at it?
I looked at it and I feel like I look fat and
it's
old. But
you
that,
and the
thank
flames.
You.
No, I
thanks
don't
for
look
that.
Fat and old at all. You're great.
Go ahead.
What are you talking about? All right. So ridiculous. Well, you know. Anyway.
Listen, I don't do Botox. I don't do any of that stuff. So 57 and a half is 57 and a half. It's the way it works.
Getting after it.
Right?
All you need is a razor and some olive oil.
There you go.
Yeah.
Looking good.
You're good. This is from Parisa.
Parisa?
Parisa.
Lovely name.
I hope I say this right. And guys, if you want to chime in, dearalbymailbag@gmail.com. Also, hey, do us a favor. Subscribe. Rate 5 stars. Put in a little comment thing. We'll come up with a new game. We haven't done that. We're going to do the first 2019 comment game in a second. We'll come up with something in the next 5 minutes. Anyway, dear Albie, never heard any questions from the UK, so I thought I'd give a shout out from London.
They love us over there. Shout out to you guys.
You were just there, huh?
Love it. I froze my ass off when I was there. We were there in April.
It was in the summer.
March or April. No. It was cold. It was March or April. And it was freezing. It was like literally ice. And I do want to go back. And I believe that Christopher belongs to go there and spend a few days because I was screaming Christopher, that town. It's awesome.
She references the tube in this. This is going to be good. So from Parisa, dear Albie. Never has there been a more awkward TV viewing than you and Danielle Staub in season one dancing together in front of your mom. Mm. Did anything ever happen between you and Danielle? She's a brunette, question mark. I'll stick to one question as I know Chris gets sassy when there's more. Just wanted to say I love the man's ode, admire the love and support you guys have for each other. Good luck with the podcast. I enjoy listening to it, which is a pretty bold move because laughing on the tube is normally met with dirty looks first thing in the morning, which, you know, I thought you redcoats over there were so nice and jovial with each other. I can't believe you're snickering back and forth. Well, I'm happy to hear that we're on the tube.
Mm, that's cool.
That's kind of fun to think about.
Love
like
it.
Our voices are live.
When I was
in London,
we did get a lot of, oh my God, Caroline, which I didn't expect at all. Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't do it. There are really no Housewives with accents, huh? Like, did they do Australia or something? What did they do?
I don't know. I feel like there is, but we just don't know about it. I feel like there's an Australia. I don't follow it anymore, so who knows?
Well, Paris said, no, I absolutely did not do anything with Danielle Staub. I'm pretty sure she was joking, but no, the quick answer is no. That was a fun one to, that was a weird one to film because if you remember.
Was that a dance class?
Yeah, that was season one. So, like, we hadn't seen any of this yet.
Then were the days, season one, whenever I was so innocent and didn't know.
But here's how long we were on TV for, okay? I think I took dance lessons or some type of dance thing like 4 times on camera. I can think of like 4 or 5 different dance things we did. We did that. I got kicked in the face by somebody from Cirque du Soleil.
Mm.
Like really kicking.
We
they
had
didn't
some
air
great
it.
Times.
To a point where I almost got knocked out. It was bad. Like they, you know, they're doing this whole thing and I leaned too far forward. I got kicked in the face by a professional ballet dancer.
What were you trying? What was? I was trying to be a ballet dancer. Was it?
No, they had me in a tub in like Cirque du Soleil.
And just in a tub. He was just in a tub.
It's a
That's
long
it.
Story. My brother was in drag in the corner. Like literally on paper, yeah, I was dancing in Vegas in a tub. Got kicked
while
in the
Chris
face.
Was
my
drag.
Brother was off stage and dragged. That is a real sentence.
Yes.
Okay. that's a real thing.
Good you know, this is for these long stories. If you want to get a little deeper into that,
no,
good times.
Like,
good times.
What led to you getting inside a tub in Cirque du Soleil?
Listen, man.
How much did you practice for this?
So we went. So when you shoot a show, and the traveling is involved, right? There will be every once in a while like certain things you just kind of have to do. So we stayed at New York. And obviously, like, if you're staying in that hotel, you want to expose as much of that hotel as possible, kind of like you just be a good guest there. And there are obviously, like, there are waivers in place that people have to sign. Like, they're trying to expose the hotel to one extent or another. So Cirque was there. And it was the Zoomanity show, which, no bullshit, was really, really good. Really fun. If anybody remembers the episode, I get pulled on stage. Now, one thing that people don't know is back then, I had just been on this crazy-ass diet where you're not supposed to drink for, like, however long. And it was the end. And I, like, basically got handed a giant vodka soda and a Slurpee drink from everybody that was there. Me, Vito, my dad, and Chris are sitting down, right? So, like, I take one or two sips, and I'm feeling it. Like, it's not, like, I'm, like, not trying to keep drinking this stuff. It's, like, not really the way I want to go. So, it's a very sexual show for anybody that hasn't seen the show or didn't see this episode of Manzo. Very, very
You're
sexual
talking about
show.
Humanity, right?
Yeah.
Not Manzo.
No, well, no, no. Humanity, no.
If it was sexual, we would have still been on.
Oh, my God, that's funny and yet gross. So, anyway, we're sitting there, right? And they've got us in the front row. Now, they don't tell me anything. They don't tell any of us anything, I don't think. Anyway. But I mean, like, there are people coming out juggling dicks. And I'm not even trying to be funny. They're literally juggling rubber dicks. Sorry, Mom. It's just what they were doing. So we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, this girl runs around the stage and jumps into my lap, okay? And she's, like, wearing lingerie and all this other stuff. And this guy comes over, acts all, like, you know, pissed off, and they grab me and they pull me on the stage. So there's a giant drag queen there, and they put me on my back in this scene, and it's basically like a fake orgy, right? And they're, like, pulling my stuff off and everything in front of the stage. And the stage starts rotating. It's like a Lazy Susan type situation. Now, I'm, like, pretty effed up at this point, and I'm like, man, this is, like, the last thing I want. And they pull me up, and they're like, hey, you know, you're a good sport. Slap me on the ass, literally, and, like, send me on my way. So they come back, and they're like, oh, they want you to come back tomorrow and, like, learn the dance. So the dance was, like, everybody in robes in, like, this bathtub. And, like, I had to take off my clothes in this bathtub, right? And I'm like, shit, like, you know, you're on camera. Like, you can't go in there and just say, no, I'm not going to do it, right? And now my brother has been gone all day. I don't know what he's doing, okay? So we go, and I get pulled off. Like, my they run through this whole dance thing. There's this, like, Russian ballet girl that I'm in this dance thing with who anybody that knows professional dancers, like, they're in obviously in insane shape. This girl is, like, ripped up, right? So there's this thing where she does, like, this back kick, and it's supposed to go right past my face, and it's supposed to be very flirty. So the first couple of times, I actually nailed it. And I was like, all right, okay, I can do this. No big deal. The third time, kicked me right in the friggin' face, like, hard. And I mean, like, if she went a half inch up, she would have kicked my nose into my brain, and a half inch down, my teeth would have been missing. It was the perfect spot, like, to a point where I didn't even have a mark. And I go flying backwards in this tub. People are running down there to see, like, if I got nailed, right? Vito's, like, got his hands over his face, crying, laughing so hard, right? And then all of a sudden, they know I'm okay. They keep filming. And Chris comes out in full drag, and he named himself Lucilla Limoncello. Lucilla Limoncello, because our old producer was Lucilla. And, of course, she cuts her name out because they can't be any friends.
They can't be seen like, or heard. No, no.
So, like, that he comes out in drag. It was the most confusing 10 or so minutes of my entire life. Like, it was really, really weird. So that's how that went down. And that was a way more awkward experience than dancing with Danielle in season one of Housewives. I would say that. It was a good one. You missed that trip, huh?
Yeah, you guys all went to Vegas.
Do you have a favorite trip that you went on?
I think one of my favorite
on the show.
On Manzo'd?
No, on any
show?
Or Housewives.
Well, any Housewives show always ended up in tears, disaster, screaming, yelling, so I won't say that. But I will say that probably one of my favorite trips on Manzo'd had to be Austin, because we got to really hang out with the crew a lot, and that was really fun. And it was very just a simple barbecue road trip, and we got to go to places that we always wanted to go and see. So I think that Austin would be my favorite spot that we went to. Yeah.
Austin was a good one.
Right?
Real quick one from Kara. Dear Albie, I want to do the Amazing Race. Would you ever consider it? Do you know the Amazing Race?
Is that where they have like it's like a treasure hunt kind of thing, and they have to go, they have a certain time to get to certain places and complete certain tasks?
I don't know that I would ever consider doing that show, and I'm going to tell you why. I get the worst anxiety. I'd be paired. Well, first of all, who do you know that gets around better than me?
No, but you're not.
That's my point. Yeah. And I'd probably get paired with Chris, right, who absolutely could not handle that kind of cruise. I'd be like, I don't know, like, whatever, man. Like, whenever we get there, we get there. I'm like, no, Chris, it's a race. It's in the title of the show, race.
No, you would be too focused into – Albie is a perfectionist and a workaholic. So he would be obsessed with getting to where he has to go within a certain amount of time with the least bit of stress. And just, where Chris would be like, Yo, did you see they make great burgers over there? Let's try.
Yeah, it. That's how it would be. It would drive me
Albie
insane.
Would be insane.
Yeah. That's probably, you know,
you're
it's funny.
You're too high-strung for that.
I was asked this by John on the New Year's podcast. He said, do you think the biggest misconception about you is that you don't work?
That's the one thing that makes me crazy about people. Two things.
I left it alone. Oh, I've left it alone for years.
I'm going to say it because I'm allowed.
Please.
All right? Two things. Mm-hmm. One is they say, Carolyn, you need to cut the apron strings. And two is that my husband and I finance my kids' lives. Neither can be farther from the truth. You know, my boys, with who they're dating, what they're doing, if they tell me something, I listen. If they don't tell me, I don't ask. So I go, you know, for days not talking to one of my boys, whatever. And I ask one thing, are you alive? All I want to know is that they're alive. I don't ask what they're doing. I don't ask what they're hanging out with. I don't ask about anything, work, anything. What they want to tell me, they tell me. So that's number one. Number two, we don't finance anything. What did we did finance? Their education. Absolutely. That's part of my role or my husband's role as a parent to help them in their education and get them on their feet. Beyond that, nothing. When Christopher, before he started, you know, 10th Street Pizza, he was trying different things and I'd find out afterwards that he would buy a sub and let that sub work for 3 days for him for food because he couldn't spare the money to go out to lunch or dinner or anything like that. But guess what? That's their path and that's their journey and that's what makes them strong. So if that's the one thing my husband and I always did, we gave them the tools to be warriors, as I always said, and they have to fight the fight on their own because guess what? One day I'm going to die and my husband's going to die. And the biggest disservice you could do as a parent is to pamper your children and give them everything because guess what? When you're gone, they won't be able to survive. So that is the biggest misconception, I believe, about me, that you guys are connected to my apron strings and we finance your lives. Not even close to being true. So they are.
I'm scared of you right now.
Well, it's true. Is it true? Is it true?
I'm just saying. That was old school Don.
You know why? Because people keep saying it. And guess what? You know, shut up. You don't know anything. Shut up. You don't know.
I just thought it was kind of funny. No, I mean, but hey.
It's something that's like, it's over the years.
I understand. It's built up. It's built up. And you want to set the record straight.
Set that record
Do you feel
straight.
Better right now?
I feel great.
Wow. Thanks. That's big. That's really, really big.
Thanks.
Nando, how you doing over there, man?
I'm pretty good, man. Thank you.
You know, I cruised through a bunch. I know you were looking through that email, too. Do you see anything else that we should answer, that we should get into as we close this bad boy out, first one of 2019?
Well, you got Kara. She had several.
Yeah, Kara had several. We went through the one, so maybe we move on to somebody else.
Someone wanted Alex back, actually, to bring in some of her vegan foods for you guys to try out, which I thought would have been kind of cool. Alex from several other shows in the past. I think it'd be kind of cool if you guys tried out some vegan foods.
Sure, go ahead.
Vegan's great.
Well, you're kind of on the vegan kick right now, right? You said the other day you almost want to go vegan. Or
it's not vegan, vegetarian. Vegetarian.
Okay, so where is the cutoff for you? Would you do cheese?
Sure.
All right, so basically, that's not even vegetarian at that point.
No, a vegetarian is just meat.
Vegetarian is...
Vegan is no eggs, no dairy, no anything like that. So I am kind of swearing off pork, veal, chicken. I don't eat seafood, all that stuff. Anything that's got blood, muscle tone, and stuff like that, I'm kind of staying away from. Even eggs, but I do enjoy an egg in the morning, so it's like... You know, you have to have that, but pretty much I'm staying away from that kind of stuff.
You're going to stay away from eggs and everything else.
We'll see about eggs, but everything, any kind of meat, you know.
Anything that's walking.
Yes.
If it walks, you don't want anything to do with it.
Right.
Okay. Mm. Let me ask a question. If you found out that plants were evolved enough to feel pain, would you stop eating them?
No.
No? You're good?
Plants don't bleed.
What does that have to do with it?
It's the blood and the tissue and the muscle. When you think about biting into a muscle with blood, and it's pretty gross.
Yeah. This show took a hard left. Yeah. We're gonna.
You should put me on the spotlight. I don't have it up.
The show took a hard left. Guys, this was fun though.
Hey, glad I could be here.
Yeah, no, we're gonna try it. Maybe we'll even try and crack out another.
I hope you guys enjoyed hearing my soothing voice.
Yeah,
Albie says
this is very, very nice. You want to give everybody a goodbye? You want to tell them to rate, subscribe,
guys? I would love it if you would support my boys and listen to Dear Albie. And what is it, Albie?
Dear Albie Mailbag at gmail.com.
Dear Albie Mailbag at gmail.com. That would make me very happy. And again, you never know when I'm gonna show up.
Wow.
There you go.
Very smooth.
Just so awesome.
I feel home is what I feel.
I'm glad. You know,
I'm going to curl up on Nando's couch in a second and just like call out a night.
And big hugs to Nando. He's got a brand new baby and he let us in his home, so we appreciate it.
Thanks, pal.
Well, you had your shots. So we're
Thank you, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Guys, I'm grateful for this bunch. I'm grateful for this bunch that listens. I am. That's
all I gotta say. Thank you so much.
Signing off.